So as far as the life issue goes, let me just explain, I think, what I'm doing my dissertation on. So I'm a big fan of President Lincoln. And when I told you I was born in Mississippi, when I was 8 or 9 years old, we were at my grandparents' house in Mississippi, and my great-grandmother was there. And so I think President Lincoln sticks out to all the kids because of that, the funny hat and the beard and everything. And so I had learned something about him in school or something recently, and I just happened to say something about that.
Like any kid would, right? Yeah, like I learned this today at school, dad, or whatever.
And then my mom, she bends over and just says, "You can't say his name in front of her." And me and my grandma, she wasn't scolding me. She's just kind of saying, let's just not do that. So as I got older, I kind of understood that my great-grandmother, her father, my great-great-grandfather was a soldier in the Confederate Army, and they were not fans of President Lincoln at all. And so that kind of just stuck with me. And I grew up, you know, listening to DC Talk and everything. And so, you know, they talked about, you know, colored people and everything. So it just really stuck with me. And President Lincoln just, and as I got older, a lot of what he said really just sort of started to seep down into my bones and everything. And so I've read so much of President Lincoln that I almost feel like he's a good friend. I know more about him than I do a lot of my personal friends. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking what President Lincoln believed about human dignity and trying to boil it down to the main principles that he believed in, and then saying this was President Lincoln's ethic of human value, human life and dignity, and then saying, I think we can apply this to other issues like abortion. So, for example, Lincoln said at Freedom Hall outside of Philadelphia, where they signed the Declaration of Independence when he was president, he gave a speech there, and he said, I've never had a political thought that did not stem from the Declaration of Independence. And so when he argued for something being right or wrong, he would every now and then reference the Bible. He would seldom on occasion reference maybe a philosopher or something like that. He based it off the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so, of course, the Constitution says life, liberty, and property. And so the idea that Lincoln believed was that those three things, life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, were in order. They were sequential, and they were done so on purpose. It's not like if I said to you, hey, what did you have for supper? And you said, I had a baked potato and chicken and broccoli. You know, it's like those things don't, there's no order for those things. But he thought that these three things were in order, because you can't have property unless you can have liberty, and you can't have liberty unless you first have life. Okay. And so those are in order on purpose. And so when he would look at slavery, yes, of course, in the United States, we have the right to own property and to defend our property. Of course we do. But that right cannot be put above the right of someone else's liberty, the right of someone else's liberty. And so that is why he said, well, slavery is wrong, because you're putting your right to property above, you're taking it out of order and messing it up that way. And so the abortion issue does the same thing, but with different rights. And so it takes liberty. We, of course, somebody has liberty over their body, but we're saying, well, that's not your body. That's the body of an unborn child. And you can't put your liberty, you can't put that above someone else's life, because that life is the primary issue. And so trying to go with that. And there's other things you can apply that to this. You can look at the issue of euthanasia and things like that. And
hey, thanks for watching this short with us today. And if you like it, check out our full episodes on our channel and website. We'll put those in the links below. And as always, Scott,
like and subscribe, or subscribe and then like, whatever order you want, really.
Whatever order you like. Yeah. Thanks.